Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. He's good all the time, isn't he? Yeah, so good to see all of you here tonight, to be in the house of the Lord and to hear his word tonight. And let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we start. Get the babies out to their classes. Heavenly Father, we just come before you tonight, thanking you, Father God, that we have the privilege of coming into your house and to worship you, Father God, and to hear your word and to receive from you, Father God. And we just yield ourselves to you this night, Father God, and I yield myself as a vessel, Father God, to speak forth your word tonight. We ask for your anointing, Father God, and we ask, Father God, that each and every person will be ready to receive your word, Father God, and that, Lord, we know that you will minister to each and every person individually and speak a word to them. Father, and we thank you for what you're going to continue to do in this service tonight, and we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The title of my message tonight is A Firm Foundation. A firm foundation. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to read from verses 24 and 25, and then we'll come back to Matthew 7 again. Matthew 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, how important is the foundation of a house? Yeah, the Lord is likening our lives to the building a house. And so, you know, we know it's very important to have a good foundation before we put a house, build a house on top of it. The foundation is actually the most important part of a house. Because if you don't have a good foundation, then you're going to have all kind of problems with the house. The walls are going to begin to crack. And when a big storm comes along, you're liable to lose your whole house because of a foundation that is not stable. Amen. And so it is very, very important that we have a firm foundation. And that applies to having a firm foundation in the Lord. Let's turn to Psalms 18. Psalms 18, I want to lay a little foundation about how about that? About who our foundation is. Okay, Matthew 16 and 18 says, Psalms 18 and verse 2, I'll get it right in a minute. Psalms 18 and 2. I got stuck on the foundation because I didn't play that over in my head. So it didn't realize it was going to come out like that. Psalms 18 and 2 says, the Lord is my rock. So who is our rock tonight?
The Lord.
The Lord. And so we want to build our foundation on the rock. Praise God. He is the foundation. The Lord is our rock tonight. So now let's go to Matthew chapter 16, or you can just listen. They'll show it up there on the big screen, and I'll just go through these scriptures. Matthew 16 and 18 says, and I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now he's saying to Peter, this is Jesus saying that the church is built on him, on Jesus Christ. and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise God. So again, our rock is Jesus. He is our foundation tonight. In John 10 and 30, Jesus says, I and my Father are one. And then John 1, let's turn there, or I'll turn there. John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God and the Word are one. They are one, if we can grasp that tonight, amen? So I want to ask you tonight, is your house built on the rock? Or we might say, is your life built on the rock, Jesus Christ? The Word of God, amen, is it built on the Word of God tonight? Hallelujah. Or is it built, is your life built on your job? Is your life built on your spouse? Is your life built on your money? Is your life built on your home? Is your life built on your health? Is your life built on your status in life? Is your house or your life built on your knowledge or your education? See, these are things that we should be asking ourselves all the time. All these things are good. They're awesome. They're great. God blesses us with all these things. Amen? And they're good things. But all these things may change all through our lives. They might even fall. You might lose your job. Your children grow up and they get married and they go off and, you know, they have their own life. You know, all these things you cannot build your life on. They're good. God blesses you with them. But you can't build your life on those things. Amen? Hallelujah. Build your life on the Lord. He never changes. Amen? He never falls. Hallelujah. Good news tonight. You can always depend on Him. Glory to God. He's always right there. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Praise God. He's always with you. He doesn't move out. Amen. He doesn't go away. He doesn't change. He's a good God one day and a bad God the next day. No, He stays the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He is a brother, sticks closer than a brother. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We might as well just right now get it in our minds and our hearts that our God is a good God. Everything that good that happens is from God, and everything that happens that is bad is from the devil. The devil is the root of all evil. He is the root of the bad things going on in your life. So we've got to just get that in our hearts and our minds. Amen. And quit blaming God. See, when we have a firm foundation, even when something comes against us, when something happens in our life that's not good, that's hard, that is a bad thing, that we still know that God is on our side and He is our foundation and He didn't do it. We can't blame Him. Amen. Hallelujah. We can depend on Him. He's always there. Let's turn to Luke chapter 6. And this is the same scenario, but it puts it in a little different light. You know, all the Gospels, four Gospels, tell the same scenario. So, Luke 6. Verses 46 through 49 says, and why call ye me Lord, Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, hears my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So I like the way that this says in verse 48. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep. We have to dig deep, amen. We all know that the deeper you go to put your foundation on, the stronger that house is going to be. So we've got to be deep in our Lord. Amen. We've got to dig deep, hallelujah, into His Word. We've got to dig deep into what His instructions say. And we have to be a doer. We have to do the Word of God. Hallelujah. No matter what the storms of life may come, how they may come against you, what they come against you with, you're not moved from your faith in God. Hallelujah. When you dig deep, see, the enemy wants to just knock you right off the foundation. It's the truth. You know it's the truth. That's with all of us. He comes against all of us. See, we think, well, a lot of times when we get saved, that we don't have any more problems. No more financial problems. No sickness never comes against us. Everything just flows like milk and honey. I wish. Amen. But the storms of life come to all of us. Amen. But we have somebody on our side. Hallelujah. I am stuck deep into the things of God. I'm stuck deep into my Lord. Amen. And when something comes against me, I know that it's the enemy. I recognize what's going on here. Amen. And I go to the Lord. Hallelujah. Who is the rock of my salvation? Who is my deliverer? Hallelujah. Who is my strength? Who is my way maker? Hallelujah. Where there seems to be no way. Who is my healer? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So no matter what, the person who has their life on a firm foundation, no matter what comes against them, they're not moved off of their faith in God. Their trust is firmly in the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have to dig deep, amen. We have to dig deep and lay our foundation on the rock. Hallelujah. The rock of our salvation. Back to Matthew 7 and verse 24. Says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, so we have to do the word, don't we? Hallelujah. He is the one that God likens unto a wise man. You see, it's not enough to just hear the word of God Very important. Got to hear the Word of God. Got to get the Word down on the inside of us. But we don't just stop right there. Amen. Very important. But it's not all there is to it. Not enough just to hear the Word. Not enough just to read the Word of God. But we have to do the Word of God. Amen. See, I could sit in a church service 7 days a week, and I can hear the Word of God, and I can even agree with it. And I can go out of here and I can say, Pastor Rock, did you hear what they said? Wasn't that just awesome? That was the greatest thing I've ever heard. I agree with that. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I just go about my little life and I don't do what the man of God said. I don't do what the Word of God says. It does me no good. I'm saved. I'm just as saved. Amen. But my house is not on a firm foundation. My life is not on a firm foundation. I've got to dig deep to have that firm foundation. Amen. I've got to be a doer of the Word of God. I can't just say, well, that was a good little sermon, and just go about my way and do my own thing, my own way. Amen. And expect everything to be all right. I've got to do what the instructions tell me to do. I've got to do what the Word of God says. Amen. Be a doer. We have to follow Jesus' instructions. This is an instruction book right here. This is a manual. Amen. This is an instruction book. Have you ever tried to build something, try to put something together without the instructions? I hate to say this, y'all. Don't throw nothing. I'm going to get right back here. But men are the worst in the world about trying to put something together without reading the directions or the instructions. Can I tell on Pastor tonight? I come way over here. You know, Pastor always gets this sinking feeling up there when he's preaching. I'm getting a sinking feeling over there, so I'm going to go over here. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel like I'm in more friendly territory now. You know, when your kids are little, you're always putting things together. So Pastor was always trying to put things together, but he never read the instructions, and it would be a mess. And he finally say, "Baby, can you come help me with this?" And I said, "Okay." I said, "Did you read the instructions?" "No, I didn't read the instructions." That was just the craziest thing he'd ever heard of. So I'm like reading the directions and I'm laying everything out on the floor where it's supposed to be. This goes in A, and this goes in B, and this goes in C, and this goes in D. And you start with A, and you get A all done the way the instructions say, and then you go to B, and you do that the way the instructions say. Amen. And so forth and so on. And then we'll get it all put together. And Pastor will be like, "Woo, I did a good job, didn't I? I am good. Just give me something to put together." But I don't know why, but Pastor started giving me tools for Christmas. And any time there's something that needs to be fixed, he's like, "Go get your tools, baby." And that's just what every woman wants for Christmas. How did I get over there? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Follow the instructions. Follow the instructions. Amen. See, we want to skip from A and go all the way to Z, and we haven't done all the other instructions. And it's in a mess. And we're like, how did I get in this mess, God? How did you let me get into this mess? Go back to the instructions. Start at A if you have to start at A. Amen. He's always there. He's loving and caring and merciful. Thank God. Because we all miss it, don't we? Amen. I wish we could all say that we've done it all right. We've got gone back from the direction, the instructions from A to Z, just like we're supposed to. But none of us are perfect. We know none of us have done it all right. Amen. But we need to get back to A, and we need to go by the instructions. And we have to live our lives by the Word of God. Amen. We are followers of Jesus. We have to apply the Word by doing the Word of God. Apply the Word of God. Not just know it. We can hear it all day, and we can know it in our heads, but until we do it, it's not going to do any good. Amen? Apply the Word of God. James 1 and 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Deceiving your own selves. So many people think that they can just hear the word, but they're deceived if they're not doing the word. So he gives us instructions right there to not just be a hearer, but be a doer of the word. Hallelujah. Do God's instructions. Amen. Doing God's word is what gives us the victory. Amen. Doing God's word is what makes us overcomers. Amen. Hallelujah. Not that God wants us to fail. See, He's perfect in all His ways. He is all love. He is all goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. But we've got to get back into the instructions. And then we've got to do the instructions. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know that we are victorious? We are victorious Christians tonight. Amen. You are a conqueror tonight. Praise God. You are an overcomer. Glory to God. That's who Oasis Christian Center people are tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want us to have, you know, we like to do confessions around here. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. But I want us to do some confessions tonight about walking in victory. Glory to God. We're going to walk in victory, aren't we? Yeah. Hallelujah. We're going to hear the Word of God. We're going to put the Word of God in our hearts. And we're going to be a doer of the Word. Hallelujah. Doer of the Word. Glory to God. So repeat after me. I am victorious in life.
I am victorious in life.
I am more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
I am a world overcomer.
I am a world overcomer.
I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.
My faith
is the victory
that
overcomes the world. The favor of God surrounds me like a shield. I have
favor
in the sight
of all men.
God goes before me.
And
makes the crooked places straight.
And
opens doors that no man can shut.
I have the mind of Christ.
I hold the thoughts,
the feelings,
and the purposes
of God's heart.
I am living the life of the Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
dwells in me
and directs me.
I have an unction
from the Holy One,
and I know
all things.
The Holy Spirit
is leading me
and guiding me
into all truth.
He is revealing
things to me
and showing
me
things to come.
I have been born again
of the incorruptible
seed
of the Word of God,
which lives
and abides
forever.
I am a new creation.
Old things
have passed away,
and
all things
have become new.
I have
the nature of God.
I am created
in His image
and in His likeness.
I am seated with Christ
in heavenly places.
I am the righteousness
of God
in Christ Jesus.
I am in right standing
with God.
I am accepted
in the Beloved.
God loves me,
and nothing
can separate
me
from His love.
I am sanctified,
consecrated,
and separated
from this world.
I am one with God.
I am strong in the Lord
and in the power of His might.
I am empowered
through my union with Him.
I am anointed.
I have been created
by God
to prosper
and make a difference
in this world.
I am a success.
I am the head.
I am above only.
I am blessed.
I am the redeemed of the Lord.
I am redeemed
from sickness
and disease.
I am the healed of the Lord.
Sickness, disease,
viruses,
and affections
cannot live in my body.
My body
is the temple
of the Holy Ghost.
The law of the Spirit of life
in Christ Jesus
flows throughout every cell,
organ,
and tissue
of my body.
By His stripes,
I am free
from fear
and anxiety.
I fear not,
for God
is with me.
I do not fret
or have anxiety
about anything.
I do not
have a care.
I think
on the good report
and things worthy
of praise.
I believe
in Jesus.
I will never be
disappointed
or put to shame.
I let the peace of God
rule in my heart,
deciding
and settling
with finality
all questions
that arise in my mind.
I am being transformed
by the renewing of my mind.
I let the Word of God
dwell in me richly.
And I am a doer.
And I am a doer.
And I am a doer
of the Word of God.
I am meditating
the Word
day and night. making my way prosperous, and dealing wisely in all the affairs of my life. The Lord is my shepherd, and I do not want. My God supplies all my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I am a tither, and the windows of heaven are open to me. The blessings of the Lord overtake me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. I lay hands on the sick and they recover. I cast out demons in Jesus' name. I take my shield of faith and I quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I am reigning in life as a king. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I am blessing the world with the rich, valuable, potent resources God has placed within me. I'm not settling for less. Mediocre, average, or just enough. I am only accepting the best and the perfect will of God. Now thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph in Christ in Jesus' name. Amen. Give him a hand clap of praise tonight. That's who you are tonight. That's what the Word of God says who you are tonight. Amen. And what you can have in Him. Praise the Lord. And at this time, Ish, I'd like for you to play that song, if you will. And you can get Ashley. I don't know if the buzzer still works or not. But God is good, isn't He?
Yes.
He's good all the time. Hallelujah. So we're going to let it get deep on the inside of us. Amen. Hallelujah. That we hear the instructions of the Lord. Amen. And we are doers of the instructions of the Lord. Amen. Praise God.